Hello, my name is William Johnson. I'm a farmer and a white nationalist. I make this call against Evan McMullen and in support of Donald Trump. Evan McMullen is an open borders amnesty supporter. Evan has two mommies. His mother is a lesbian married to another woman. Evan is okay with that. Indeed, Evan supports the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Evan is over 40 years old and is not married and doesn't even have a girlfriend. I believe Evan is a closet homosexual. Don't vote for Evan McMullen. Vote for Donald Trump. He will respect all women and be a president we can all be proud of. I paid for this ad for the American National Super PAC. 213-718-3908.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so we are back. This episode, we are going to talk about a whole lot of shit. Evan McMullen, big on the podcast this week. Obviously, you heard that cold open, which was a very anti-Evan McMullen ad.
We got to get all the hot McMullen talk in while we can, because people are going to forget about him in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But so we'll definitely talk about Evan McMullen a little bit more. Of course, the state of the race as it stands right now. Some early voting stats, which are kind of interesting. Maybe the most brazen thing I've ever heard during a debate by Mark Kirk. Of course, we're definitely going to talk about what Andy has deemed Nothinggate, which is the James Comey coming out and blowing up the election unnecessarily with this bullshit email thing. Then we're going to talk about some voter fraud, because that's a pretty fucking interesting story. You know, look, Donald Trump's been talking about this election is rigged. I think he might be right. I might have to acquiesce on this one. Of course, we're going to talk about the funny looking Bundy family who got off scot-free for committing a federal crime. Russia is preparing for a war.
Not really, apparently.
Yeah, not really. letting me know what I'm going to do this weekend.
You're not. I can't. But.
Yeah, that's true. You can do this. Me and my Muslim friends cannot do this. I would not recommend it. Foreign policy this week. Russia is preparing for World War III? Question mark. And this week in stupid, somebody forgot who they were working for, and they're getting fucked in the ass over it. And I couldn't be happier to hear about it. because you deserved it. You deserve it for being stupid. All right. So first off, make sure that you you sign up for our premium content, which you can find at lookforwardshow.com/premium, or excuse me, lookforwardshow.com, and there's a link right there to sign up for premium content, which you're only going to get the first 30 minutes of this show. If you're not signed up for premium content, this normally runs about an hour and a half to 2 hours, but you not only get this show in its entirety, but you get all of the premium shows in the TNP Studios network, which include The Men with the Golden Tongues, which has a new episode out today, which is all about James Bond, Area of Grievances, which is about Seinfeld, that I co-host with another person, and we talk about really super personal stories, and it's hilarious, and we're insane people, amongst other things in premium content. So make sure you go to lookforwardshow.com and sign up for premium content, $5 a month or $50 for the full year. Okay, so let's get right into it. We do have three emails. The first one is from Brad. Look, this Brad is the worst, okay? He just so happens to co-host one of our other shows. His title is The Future of the GOP. Quote, let's assume Clinton wins next week handily, and he puts in parentheses, likely, and the Dems take back the Senate, possibly. Where does the GOP go from here? Do they rally around more moderate leadership? That's funny. And trout out a safe candidate like Rubio in 2020? Or is there a fissure between the alt-right and the modern Republicans too deep to repair, which I'd imagine will leave them in trouble for the next several election cycles? Also, given this tremendous opportunity, how will the Democrats manage to fuck this up? that is always the key question. Do you want to take this one?
Well, I mean, if we look at recent history, last time somebody lost three elections in a row, it was the Democrats, and they trotted out a Southern, like, much more centrist, Like, he was a Democrat, but still, like, tough on crime, you know, Bill Clinton.
I've heard and, of him.
Yeah, yeah, you know who that guy is, right? but he was like, you know, people have talked about how far to his left Hillary is, and she's always been, too. But yeah, so he was, you know, much more centrist, and that was probably the only way that you could win in that environment. So I'm wondering, well, if the Republicans want to win, they'll find somebody more moderate, or at least somebody who can come off as moderate, like John Kasich, who's not super moderate. He just is.
He comes off
to everybody else.
Yeah, he comes off as not a lunatic.
Right. So, so we've talked about this, you know, off the air. Like, if they just, like, try to get the party back together and go with, like, a Kasich or, like, one of the Never Trump senators, like Ben Sasse or Jeff Flake or somebody like that, that'd probably be what they should do if they want to win. But they probably won't, because, like, there was a poll out of Republicans, like, which vision of the Republican Party do you prefer? And it was like 51% Trump, 37% Paul Ryan.
They're so fucked.
Yeah.
They're so fucked.
And Paul Ryan, by the way, is probably one of the most conservative people ever to hold the
speakership.
Speaker of the House, right? But now there's people on his right, which is just madness.
He's not conservative enough. Like,
he's so fucking conservative. Like,
yeah, like, he's super conservative.
Like, he wants to privatize, like, Medicare. Like, super conservative, but he's not a white nationalist, so he doesn't get to party with those guys.
Yeah. Well, and he had that Muslim beard for a while.
That's true, right?
They didn't fucking appreciate that shit at all.
That's our political climate, that Paul fucking Ryan is not conservative enough.
America's so stupid. Now, okay, so you and I have talked about this offline, but I haven't had a chance to say this online, which is, I think the biggest winner of this election is John Boehner. Because John Boehner got out at a time before, it seemed like it was at its lowest. Like, the political discourse was at its lowest. His party was at its lowest. Everything was fucked. And they're like, John Boehner sucks, John Boehner sucks. John Boehner got out before it actually went off the cliff. It was headed towards the cliff. It has fully gone off the cliff. And you know what? Good for him. He got out before Trump. He got out before they started suggesting that Louis Gohmert should run for the House run for Speaker. Like, he got out before all of that.
Can we have a Speaker of the House who can't speak English?
Look, all Louis Gohmert knows is that there are a bunch of Mexican anchor babies who are coming into this country, getting born to grow up to be terrorists so they can kill white people. That's a fact. That's what he believes.
Absolutely.
That guy is in fucking Congress as an adult. Like, a real person. He's not a villain in a Harry Potter movie. He's a real fucking boy, right? Like, this is not Pinocchio. Like, that's how crazy they become. Like, if you don't believe me, Google or look up Louis Gohmert talk on YouTube. It's amazing. He's a fucking insane person.
After you had told me that, I decided to, like, look up and see what John Boehner was up to. And, like, the last one is, he's traveling around, drinking a lot of wine. He likes to visit wineries.
Oh, he's a raging alcoholic, but
yeah, but now it's fun.
Yeah,
he's not crying in his office drinking whiskey straight from a plastic bottle. He's having a good time with it. I assume he has a wife.
Yeah, I think
traveling around and visiting wineries and getting hammered across America. Like, that sounds great.
Yeah, look, it's not bad. I'd do it.
I would absolutely
do it. But I just love that. He won. Of all the people to win, John Boehner is the winner of this election. No one won except for him. Even if Hillary wins, she still loses to how big of a benefit John Boehner got out of this. Because he got out, because at the end of the day, people said John Boehner was the worst Speaker of the House of all time. No, he won't be. He won't.
Nope.
Because they're going to end up replacing Paul Ryan with Louis Gohmert or someone just as ridiculous. I guarantee it. So,
He was presiding over the Congress, which did all next to nothing, right?
Yeah.
And now the Congress under Paul Ryan does absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So how about that? He won.
Since the Republicans took over in 2010, there has been zero significant bills passed.
Yep.
They barely get a budget out every year. Sometimes they don't.
Where's that jobs bill? They were gonna. You remember John Boehner was like, "Where are the jobs, Mr. President? Where are the jobs? Where are the jobs bill?" Oh, right. They won't bring that one up for a vote.
Looking at the possibility of, like, if they hold the House, which they will, if they hold the House
eight years.
Well, at least four, right? Then there's 10 solid years of nothing.
There's nothing that's been done.
We did zero things.
Yeah.
They've taken more vacations than ever before.
Why do they need to be there?
They're not going to do anything.
Right. This is what I tell my boss. Why do I need to be here? I'm not going to do anything while I'm here anyway. So let me go home. Yeah, I'm just going to take vacation time. It's fine.
I submit that you do more because at least you're posting articles on Facebook and stuff.
That's true. I am working on, I'm just working on a different business.
Well, I don't know. I don't follow any Republican congressmen on Twitter. Maybe they're sending funny tweets.
Yeah, probably racist in nature.
And now, like, Jason Chaffetz is like, yeah, we're just going to keep doing this.
That guy's a fucking dickhole. Like,
who
he's
votes for these people?
Dude, Jason Chaffetz he's fucking awful. So, okay.
I want my Congress to do absolutely fuck all.
Well, not only do I want my Congress to absolutely do fuck all, I'm going to complain that the Democrats aren't doing anything. You have a guy who's running against Hillary and saying, well, you've been in the spotlight for 30 years and you haven't done anything. Your party is in control and they've done nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing good. Nothing bad. Nothing.
Literally zero.
Which was called the Do Nothing Congress, and they did more.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So, okay, do you think, just quickly to move past his email, do you think there'll be a fissure big enough that will keep the party, the Republican Party, fractured, or do you think it's going to, or you think they're going to get one guy, or gal, to come in and, that's funny, it's going to be a guy. The Republican Party? No. Do you think they'll find a guy who can kind of paper over the middle?
Well, we've talked about this before, right? Like, the Republican Party got split between Rockefeller and Goldwater at one point.
Yeah.
And then Reagan came along and was like the charismatic version of Goldwater.
Yeah.
So is there like a polished version of Donald Trump out there?
Not as of right now. I mean, there's nobody who holds his, like, viewpoint. Not really. Because in fairness, he's not a Republican. So I don't know.
Not really.
I mean, I don't know who they would get. I mean, look, there will be somebody who will show up. But you have to remember, after Goldwater, that was 64. Reagan didn't show up till the 80s.
Right.
So if,
well, he tried it in 76.
Yeah.
He tried to primary the fuck was president? Gerald Ford?
Yeah. That didn't work out. So
no.
But okay. So let's say at best we get another 8 to 10 years before, really probably 12. Before you have if this fracture stands like in 64 it does, especially if they lose by large margins, and they lose the House, right? Because if they lose the House, or excuse me, not the House, if they lose the Senate and they lose the presidency, which I think is likely, that means that they're going to lose the Supreme Court for a generation, maybe even two. They're going to be in full panic mode. So it is going to be probably 12 years before they get a real candidate who can muster up the strength to bring them together. I'll take it. Give me 12 years.
But they have to, dude, they are not, they're not appealing to young people. They have lost, I found all these stats I was sending you today that I thought were hilarious. Just all the people that they've lost.
Latinos, no.
Yeah, well, I don't think they ever had a Latino majority, but what George W. Bush get, like 45%?
Yeah, he damn near had half. He made it even.
The overwhelming majority of Asians used to vote Republican. There's that story that came out a little while ago where they are completely flipped. It was like
it was
85, 15.
Yeah, I was going to say it was like 80-20,
80-20, something like that in 92, and now it's completely flipped. Over the majority of Muslim Americans voted Republican in 2000. That's gone.
Yeah, well, no one's surprised by that, right?
But they're very conservative people, but
they don't want to be talked. They don't want to be talked about like they ain't shit.
Right? Yeah. But all you had to do is treat them like people, and there's a voting block for you.
Yeah, but that requires you to treat them like people, though. I mean, that therein lies the problem. Is, you know, look, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I read a lot, and one of the things that's probably the most frustrating thing, besides the like false equivalency thing, is this inability, and you and I talked about this today actually offline, like this inability to call a spade a spade, and you know, no racial pun intended.
No, that's the problem, is that they're doing that.
Well, yes, okay, thank you. God damn it. They keep saying it. But no, the issue is like listening to like that new episode of This American Life. And if you haven't heard it, you absolutely should, which they're talking about like how the Republican Party got to where it is today. And this guy who's a fucking conservative is talking about how he's in Minnesota and he's got friends who are saying these horrible things about Muslims. And he's like, I don't think she's a xenophobe or a racist. I just can't believe she's saying these things. Hey, spoiler alert. She's saying it because she's a xenophobe and a fucking racist. Like, that's why. Like, that's why. White people don't go, hey, look at those niggers over there. And you go, ah, that's weird that John keeps saying that. He's not a racist. No, John's a racist. That's the problem. It's not hard to fucking understand that. You have to be willing to call the shit out. And look, this is specifically a white people problem in America right now, is they will see and hear other white people say terrible shit about minorities, especially Muslims at this point, and Mexicans at this point, and black people at this point, and they won't say anything. They'll just go, you shouldn't have said that, under their breath, and then they'll let it continue. And that's why you're losing. When you have white journalists or quote-unquote journalists on the news saying, well, the black vote is down, the black share of voters is down, but the white share of voters is up in early voting, so that's a good thing for Republicans. Yeah, that shit sounds super racist, dude. Because it is. Where you're celebrating that black people aren't voting because you know you're not going to get that block.
Right. They've just turned themselves into a party of white people.
Yeah, angry, you know, racially angry white people. Guess what? You're pushing for a dying breed of people. That's like being a language teacher in high school and being like, I will only teach students who want to know Latin. Guess what? Why? Learn Spanish, you dumb bitch. Like, come on.
So I think this is like the last grasp of like the white nationalist, because I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but in the last 10 years, white Christians went from 54% to 47, I think.
Keep going.
So they're now no longer the majority, and white people won't be a racial majority in 20 years.
Yeah, I think it was this year, there were more children of color born than white kids in 2016, the first time ever in the United States. Yeah.
Yeah, so in 20 years,
sorry,
white people are dying.
Yeah, sorry, white people, we're coming. and when we get here, one, taco trucks on every corner, one.
Yes!
Obviously, and two, any of the white people who are left will be slaves. Everyone knows this.
Oh, shit.
I'll vouch for you, but I guarantee nothing. I guarantee nothing. You better keep doing this podcast.
Cool.
You better keep doing this podcast. They're going to go back, and they're like, you did make a spade joke? We didn't appreciate that one. To the camps with you. And then
I guess I'm going to have to keep doing this podcast. It won't really be my choice anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's true. This is your indentured servitude.
I'll try to keep the sound of the rattling shackles down.
Yes, if you could, please. Like,
no, like it's so dumb that this is what people are terrified of, is that we'll still be a plurality, right? Like, by a lot. Like, there'll be more white people than any other people. We just won't be more than 50%. And that terrifies people. Like, who gives a shit?
Well, look, here's the great thing about racism. Here's the great thing about racism. Racism, when it's sort of like inbred in you, and like you may not openly share publicly, like, oh, I don't like these people because they're black, or, you know, they look different. You may not say those things, but if you have those thoughts in the back of your head, like, truly, that you do actually believe those things, they tell on you, right? The only reason why a white person would be afraid of white people no longer being the majority is because they think that when they're the minority, they're going to get all the terrible things done to them that are done to minorities now. They won't admit in public that minorities are treated worse, but the last thing they want to be is a minority. So, you know, there was like on the
This American Life, because they were sort of profiling this little town in Minnesota, which they took in a lot of Somali immigrants who are, you know, mostly Muslim and they're black. And like, somebody freaked out because they ended up in a situation where they're like the only white person. It's like, have you never been in a situation where you're the only white person? Like,
no.
That's so weird to me. Where
no.
It's like, oh my God. I'm the one.
I'm Neo.
Everybody who hasn't been in that situation where you like look around and you're like, oh geez, I'm the only one of me here.
Yeah, it's called being black in America, going almost anywhere. Like, that's kind of how it works for us. But like, that's a thing that white people don't understand. Like, most white people don't understand what that's like to go into spaces and never see anyone anyone who looks like you. And then they go, oh, that's weird. Yeah. So when we say that, don't think we're being crazy. It is a difference of like a situation. But what's the larger point here is this is what happens, and you made this point, I thought, very well, which is this is what happens when you do generation after generation of segregation, right? Because the country, yeah, it's integrated on the periphery, on the outside.
Right.
Like,
it's not like legal segregation, which ended, but we're still very segregated in a lot of places, you know?
Yeah. Like, if you look at
go to Wyoming and try to find a black guy, you can't.
Right.
You know?
Like, the country, if you look at the country on a map, like, the parentheses of the country are well integrated for the most part. The South is, like, pretty integrated, but, like, if you go deeper using Google Earth, like, you can clearly see there are pockets that are not. But the whole center of the country is a giant bowl of white skim milk. Like, it's just, it's just white. It's super white. And
I think it's just a lot of people that have never lived in a city, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm from Fresno, which is not much of a city, but, you know, it's majority Hispanic. I've been in a lot of situations where, hey, I'm the one white guy. And my thought is immediately, the good tacos must be here. And I find them and I eat them.
That is a fair point. But like, I've grown up in Baltimore my entire life. And I lived on the West Coast for a little bit. But, yeah, Baltimore is pretty well integrated. Like, are there, yeah. There are certainly pockets of, like, predominantly black people or predominantly white people. But, like, if you go downtown, yeah, it's white and black all over the fucking place. So,
well, I think that's why cities tend to be more liberal, especially, well, at least on social stuff like that. You'll find, like, fiscal conservatives in cities a lot. But you know, you live amongst people of different colors and you don't believe all the crazy shit that people tell you. You know, if you live in right. Who gives a fuck Kansas, and all the only thing you know about black people is they're all gangsters, I saw it on television.
Yeah.
You know,
then that's the problem. So what I think we should do is a Midwest to city exchange program. We take five black kids from like Detroit and put them in Wyoming, and we take five white kids from Wyoming and put them in New York City. And, you know, and then we see what happens when they stop acting nice and start getting real, right?
Like, oh, there you go.
There you go. All right, second question is from Gaston.
Talk to other people that don't look like you. That's the lesson here.
I mean, it really kind of is. Like, just go talk to people who don't look like you. Like, and look, that goes for everybody. Like, yes. I don't think that, like, look, black people, especially in this country, are forced into white culture because white culture is fucking everywhere. But I also don't think it's healthy for us to stay completely isolated either. Because, like, we still have to live in the world with you motherfuckers. As much as we don't want to, and you're the worst, we still do. So we got to, like, learn how to get a bank account and shit. That's how you're going to get a loan.
Did you invite me on this show just so you could have a white guy to yell at?
Yes. That is exactly okay. Why you're
here. That's fair. All right.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Second question is from Gaston. Actually, he has many questions. He says, where should I start researching local down ballot candidates? Obviously voting records and platforms, but are there any other things that you can recommend I look for? One, I would go to ballotpedia.com. It has every state and all of your sample ballots. So you can see all the stuff that's going to be on there. So you can see the people who are running, like in my fucking district where there are literally 5 judges who are running unopposed, which I think I'm going to run for judge next time.
Dude, my local assembly person ran unopposed and I looked this guy up. I sent him his stuff. He's racist as fuck.
Yeah. What were some of the things you sent me were fucking unreal.
Dude. Yeah. I voted early, this weekend and I went in and he's the only choice. And like because now I'm looking into gerrymandering, I looked at my district and it's just this weird C-shaped chunk of Nevada that avoids every major city.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, of course. That's how that works.
let me read off what you sent me. His name is Hansen, right? This is the guy?
Ira Hansen.
Really?
Running unopposed in Nevada's 32nd district.
In his columns, Hansen has written that the Oklahoma City bombing was a false flag operation orchestrated by the administration of President Clinton, that women do not belong in the United States Armed Forces, that President Obama is, quote, a Negro, that he owns and flies a Confederate battle flag, that gays are disproportionately prone to engaging in child abuse, that a grossly disproportionate number of crimes are committed by Latinos, and that the relationship between Negroes and Democrats is that of a master-slave relationship with a benevolent master knowing what's best for the simple-minded darkies.
I didn't have to go dig for that. That's on his fucking Wikipedia page.
That guy, how did you not run against this guy? You should have.
I didn't know he was running unopposed. And all, like... I know honestly, that they purposely made the most Republican district they could, but all I'd have to do is just stand there and read his own fucking quotes to him.
You're like, dude, you said this shit. What is wrong with you? Like, here's my thing. If this guy is still running unopposed the next go round, it is your obligation to run against him.
Right?
Fuck it. Fucking run against him. Look, not only is it your obligation to run against him, I will temporarily move to your town and be your campaign manager. We could beat this guy. I think we could beat this guy.
All you have to do is just go, hey, this guy said this, and is that okay with you?
Like, this guy thinks it's a false flag that they murdered 20 kids. Yeah, and I would just show a picture.
Kind of conservative columnist, and he said all this wacky shit, and then like his response to it, oh well, that's old, and it's like the 90s. That's not that old,
dude. No, dude, I'm not even kidding. Okay, if this guy is running unopposed, I will temporarily move there to run your campaign. I will. We could beat this guy. We could beat this guy. I know. Look, you're gonna have to like clean up your beard a little bit. You look a little crazy. I think you could beat him. I think you could.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I have to close crop my hair a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, what happens? I'm on the Nevada State Assembly in Carson City.
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Affect change. Let's do it. Well, then you can start spouting about what you think are false flags, because apparently any of that is cool.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, that'd be fun to start the show with, I'm Jay, you're my co-host, Nevada Assemblyman.
Yeah, fuck it. You know what? Why not?
Like,
you can, yeah, you can listen to me talk about Nevada politics every week, six times a day for 15 minutes. So his second question, so Ballotpedia is a really good one, by the way. Or you can just Google, you know, your zip code, sample ballot, and that will come up as well. But Ballotpedia, I think, is a really good one. His second question is, after this election, could you see any long-lasting important reform coming to the Electoral College or campaign rules in general, i.e. spending limits, releasing, I guess, tax information, etc.? The only thing I see is if Congress is smart and if the Democrats are really smart, they will make a law that requires if you run for president that once you get out of the, if you get out of the primaries, you have to release your tax returns. 100%.
I think the Republicans would be down for that too. I mean, the ones that kind of got hosed in this deal that were trying to prevent Trump from winning.
Yeah.
So they might be down for that.
Yeah. That's the only thing I see happening. Spending limits? No. That would require them to actually go after Citizens United. And I
need the Supreme Court for that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to need to ratify, you need the states to ratify that shit. So,
or that.
So I don't know. But certainly not changes to the Electoral College or any other major campaign rules.
You know what? If the Republicans hold the Senate, I could see them going after the Electoral College because it tips way blue right now, and it's only getting bluer. Especially like you'll see them like try to go, we should go to the popular vote maybe if Texas turns blue.
Yeah,
and it's going to. They're
it may not this it may not this round. And it may not even in 4 years, but in eight, yeah, it could.
It's getting more and more blue because, you know, there's a lot of Hispanic people and they're Catholics and they don't use condoms. And
hey, they're coming for you.
Well, it's getting more. I mean, this election separated by 3 points in Texas. Like, when have we seen that in our lifetimes?
Right. It's nuts. I mean, not since LBJ did we take Texas. So
well, that wasn't my lifetime. So
nope, not even close. So yeah, I don't see any major changes, but I think you're right. I think if Texas goes blue, I think they could start to make an argument against it.
Yeah, because if we start every presidential election with the Democrats having California, New York, and Texas, where the fuck do they have to go?
Pennsylvania. That's it. Like, that's it.
Okay.
And the thing is, you don't even need Pennsylvania at that point. You don't. Who cares?
No.
And there's not enough small states to make it up. Like,
oh,
with
and,
the Democratic stronghold.
And Oregon and Washington, like, those are never going red, ever.
No, right? Fuck no. See, Maryland's never going red. We have 10.
No, Maryland, you got New York, you got both of the coasts, basically. And then if you add Texas on top of that, like, Democrats wouldn't even have to try. They're like, I guess we got to win. Fucking, I don't know, New Mexico.
Yeah, well, we're gonna
run. We have to try on this map.
We're gonna run Evan McMullen. Fuck it, let's do it. His third.
We only have to do two campaign stops in Iowa, and we got this thing.
Yeah, we only spent $30. You're welcome, everyone. His third question is: you may have noticed that the email has no question about Hillary Clinton's emails, and that's because ultimately they don't matter to me. But if you could answer the other questions, that would be awesome. You guys have a great show. Keep up the great work. I'll hang up and listen. Oh, wait. Thank you.
Did we answer all his questions?
We did. And then we have one last message. The title is actually I'll read the title last. Quote, who is this guy in Utah that's about to win that state? Do they like weed in Utah? From Confused in New Mexico. we're going to talk about him right now.
Gary Johnson was actually doing okay in Utah until McMullen showed up, and now he's just plummeted. So he was clearly getting the fucking I'm not voting for either of these two people vote.
Yeah, well, that party is officially over. Yes. So, all right, so first in the docket, I love the emails because they eat up the first 30 minutes of the show. So the first thing in the docket is, so we played that cold open of the anti-Evan McMullen ad, which was done by a white nationalist, unapologetic.
What's that dude's name?
Oh, I don't remember. He was unapologetic, I know that. He just did not give a fuck. Hey, by the way, I'm a racist. Vote for the guy.
I'm William Johnson, a farmer and a white nationalist. Okay, so that dude, he had made some robocalls during the primary. He was urging white people not to vote for one of the Cubans.
Oh, shit. I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. And he was actually a Trump delegate in California.
Oh, goody. Oh, wasn't he from like San Bernardino or something?
I don't know. He's from somewhere that you wouldn't expect a white nationalist, but.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah. So now he's making robocalls in Utah. Because Evan McMullen is gay, I guess.
I love that that's the go-to. This is why you're losing young people. Quote, Evan has two mommies. His mother is a lesbian married to another woman. Evan is okay with that. Indeed, Evan supports the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Evan is over 40 years old and not married and doesn't have a girlfriend. I believe Evan is a closet homosexual. What? Wait. One, you started with Evan has two mommies? Who writes that?
I looked that up. It's actually true.
Oh, really? Did he grow up with two moms? Or is his mom just like a late
in life convert, I guess, to but yeah, so I hadn't heard this, but that makes him much more fascinating to me. So his parents are divorced and his mother is now married to another woman. And his statements on this is I love my mom and I support her. I personally, my Mormon faith doesn't agree with that, but you know, that's okay. You know, he basically did the cool thing
of like not being a dickbag about it.
Right. Yeah. He's like, you know, his personal belief, he believes marriage is a man and a woman and another woman and another woman. Cause he's a Mormon. But, he's just said he still loves his mom, which, for fuck's sake, what a controversial statement. And he said the Supreme Court ruling is the law of the land, so what are we going to do? You know, like...
That's it.
You don't have to support it. It's the law.
Yeah. Like, look, I don't support every fucking moron having a gun either, but that's the law.
Right.
It is what it is. That's really funny. Like, it is the greatest childish nonsense of like, and he's 40 and quote, word on the street is that he might be gay. Who cares if he is? Who cares? Like, do Republicans really think this still works? I guess it still works for Republicans, I guess.
Maybe it works in Utah. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
But how do you start the call off with, hi, I'm a white nationalist. And somebody's like, okay, I'm listening.
Yeah. Now you got my attention. Amazing. So, yeah, but McMullen, he fought back. He's like, came out guns blazing this week, which I appreciated. He basically came out and was like, what are these guys even, are they really even conservatives? Like, what do they stand for? Because apparently he was on CNN, someone found him in his Agent 47 bunker, and they brought him on CNN, and they're like, you hear all this, you know, all this shit they're talking about you? And, they play a clip of Sean Hannity who says, quote, who's this idiot running third party that's killing Trump out in Utah? Who put him up? Was it the Bush people, the Romney people? Seriously? Really? You're going to elect Hillary because we lose Utah? And then Evan McMullen is like, fuck you, son. Fuck your set. That's what I do. But yeah, he basically goes in and like starts ripping on Trump, and he even calls Sean Hannity a quote so-called conservative.
Yes. Like there's that, and Lou Dobbs attacked him as part of the Mormon mafia. I didn't know that was a thing.
I feel like Lou Dobbs only knows Mormons from that show Big Love. Like he's like, I saw a documentary about these people on HBO. Starring Bill Pullman or whichever actor that is. And he was like, and he had three wives. And I believe Evan McMullen is just like that guy. Like, that's and not a
his whole thing is inclusiveness. It's not like he's running a Mormon ticket. His running mate is Jewish. Like, he's trying to be inclusive.
Yeah, but that's
can't vote for one of them.
Right, but that's I mean, balanced budget. But but the Mormon mafia, I mean, of course they would hire a Jew. That's exactly what they would do, just to throw you off. It's like,
Okay.
You know, it's like how the Democrats are rigging the election, but like they're going to let the Republicans win all of the fucking seats in the House. It's all to throw you off.
Trump even said something. He called him Bill Kristol's puppet and said that he'd never heard of him. And McMullen tweeted, he goes, yes, you've never heard of me because while you were harassing women at beauty pageants, I was fighting terrorists.
Dude, you got to respect that, man. That, look,
dude,
Evan McMullen's tweet game is on
point. Follow at @Evan_McMullen. All he does is fuck up conservatives. It's my favorite thing.
I'm going to follow him right now. That's perfect. Good.
I no longer give a shit about the Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump race. I'm just paying attention to Evan McMullen versus everybody.
Look, this dude is out for blood, and I couldn't respect him more for it. So
what is he doing that's controversial for Republicans? He believes in all your same shit. He just accept racism. Like, is that the line too far? Like, nah, we can't have you. You're not racist.
Dude, he just fucking tweeted out, I shit you not, at an hour and a half ago, # Mormon Mafia campaigning coffee shop to coffee shop at Starbucks in Park City. It's just him at Starbucks. This guy is a gold mine.
I want him to win Utah. I have a couple of friends that live in Utah, and they were going to vote Hillary. I'm like, don't. Vote for McMullen. Go vote for McMullen. I don't care. She doesn't need Utah. It doesn't fucking matter.
Nope, it really doesn't.
I want Evan McMullen to win Utah so badly.
God damn. Quote, this attack is consistent with Donald Trump's bigoted, deceitful campaign and vision for America. Utahans won't be fooled. God damn. Dude, he's like going the fuck in.
He rules.
Dude, this guy is my favorite politician. And no, I don't agree with anything he has to say about anything.
No, but like if he wins Utah and starts this like not racist conservative movement.
I can respect it. I can at least respect it.
Like we talked about the Never Trump guys that they could rally around. How about this guy?
Yeah, he believes all the same crazy shit you believe.
Yes. He just has this crazy idea that you can be a Republican and not a racist.
Yeah. What
it is kind of a crazy idea.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
What an idiot. Clearly he hasn't been paying attention to modern politics. What a fucking moron.
Mitt Romney, if you're listening, get off your ass and endorse Evan McMullen already.
Yeah. Look, I would love, I feel like if Romney had run with McMullen as a team last time, like, they could have done some serious damage.
Yeah. You're like, oh, well, who's going to help me with foreign policy? How about this guy who kills terrorists with his bare hands?
Yes. The Ballad of Evan McMullen. Murderer. Killer. I'm going to start the rumor that Evan McMullen killed 1,000 ISIS members by himself. That's true. Yeah. That happened. What he does.
Well, he was a CIA agent. He was a White House security advisor, and he worked for the House. He wasn't like a member of the House, but he worked for the House just as a foreign policy guy.
Yeah, and this guy's
he's been around for a while, but he's legit, and he's only 40, so he's got a future.
If he plays his cards right, he could be a real force to reckon with in the GOP. Actually, like if he wins Utah, I could see a lot of conservatives going, we should probably take another look at this guy, even though he lost this time. Like, who cares? But proving that would show. I mean, look, he is more reasonable. His whole thing is about not being a racist.
So Evan McMullen apparently did an AMA on Reddit.
Oh, no.
And he was asked, what is the difference between you and Donald Trump? He says, there's so many. So it's hard to name just a few. So I'll just name a few. First of all, Donald Trump does not believe that all men and all women are created equal, and I do. Trump admires authoritarians and dictators, and I strongly oppose them. He believes in large, centralized federal government. whereas I believe Washington should be returned to the states to direct the people. Also, I have accepted the fact that I am bald.
God damn! Are you serious?
Yeah.
See, that's good. I like this guy, dude. I like this guy. That's a good joke. There's no fat on that joke. That's 100%. That's good. No wasted space on that joke. And I've also accepted that I'm bald. That's pretty goddamn good. Oh, that's good, man. That's good. God damn it, I hope he wins Utah. I really do. Oh, it's going to be so good. What is it? It's going to be so great that next morning. Hillary Clinton, 45th president. It's really great. Did you guys know Evan McMullen won Utah last night? Holy shit. That's a bigger story.
The worst thing that they could do is attack him, because that's what they're...
It gives him media attention, which he doesn't have.
Now he's on TV. Hannity's talking about him. And so there's going to be a lot of people that are like, who the fuck is Evan McMullen? And they're going to look him up and go, oh, hey, I agree with all this stuff.
Yep. I like this guy. Republicans, you should vote for Evan McMullen.
Absolutely.
Even
if the 11 states that he's running.
Look, even if he's not running in your state, you should write him in. You should write him in. Evan McMullen wins Georgia? What the fuck? Holy shit. All right, so let's move to the actual state of the race. Let's pivot there.
Yes.
Are you any more concerned that Hillary will lose to Donald Trump?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing has changed for me.
There is a trend that had started before the Nothing Gate scandal happened, and it's just continuing, which is the polls are tightening between the two. But Nate Silver talked me off of a ledge.
Thank you, Nate.
And basically, that happens as, you know, people come home to their parties. You know, like I was looking at Nevada polls, and Jill Stein is polling at 6%, and she's not on our ballot.
What?
Yeah, she didn't get enough. There's actually a pretty funny little story where they forged a bunch of the signatures.
Wow. Oh, so, goody.
Yeah, so she's not on our ballot, but she's polling at 6%. Where are those votes going to go, you know?
Right.
Jill Stein people aren't going to go, well, Donald Trump has a lot of good ideas.
Right.
And, but as, you know, you see Gary Johnson's numbers dropping. He was at like 11 or 12% at one point, and now he's dropping everywhere. Like, people are going, all right, time to get serious. I got to pick a candidate. So Trump is going up, but Clinton is also going up.
Right.
But he's just going up at a more rapid rate because he had a lot more Republicans that were not on board that are, you know, kind of coming home to their party. But the Electoral College is impossible for him to break. Like, every state that's even slightly in contention, if they went to him, he still loses 270 to 268. So he would have to take a blue state. How the fuck is he going to do that?
Which blue state? Which one?
Right? What are you going to get? And he's campaigning in some wacky places this week. Like,
New Hampshire?
That. Yeah. Like, he's going to take New Hampshire. He's going to Colorado. And
good luck, buddy.
Yeah. And this is assuming that every single swing state breaks his way, which the odds of that are monumental.
They don't exist. It's so low. It's an infinitesimal number. Like, it's super low. Like, there's... It doesn't register on any scale that's ever been made, because no way all those states break for him. It's impossible.
Like, even if he runs the table, he still loses. Like, there. So which blue state is he going to take right now?
California.
Sure. Yeah.
with 1% reporting, Donald Trump is declared the winner. Like, no, because here's the thing: he's going to lose North Carolina. He's going to. That's a pretty big state for them to lose.
And that's the thing. If, like, we're going to know when this race is over super early, because as soon as North Carolina or Florida, if they go blue, it's done.
That's it. You don't have a path. You just don't have a path. And, look, he's up, I know, 1 or 2 points in Florida, which I find to be unreal. I need Floridians to get it together, okay? Like, what do you think is going to happen? You think it's gonna happen down there? Trump's president. You think you're gonna get fucking Carnitas again? I don't think so. It's gonna be banned. You want Carnitas banned? I don't think so.
What's gonna happen is he's gonna deregulate all the businesses and you'll be underwater.
That's right.
He doesn't believe in climate change.
Of all of the states to even be remotely on the fence with a guy who doesn't believe in climate change, Florida, you've got to be the dumbest state.
You know what? Their fucking governor doesn't believe in climate change. They're idiots down there. I'm sorry, Florida. You're dumb.
I'm not sorry. You voted for a guy who looks like a snake wearing a human suit. Like, no. No, that guy creeps me the fuck out. He has like no hair on his body. I feel like he's like alopecia, man. Like that guy creeps me the fuck out. No, don't vote for, was it Rick Scott? Ugh. He's a gross looking human being. He's barely
with two first names.
Yeah, that's fair. Technically you have two first names.
Do I? Well,
maybe. The guy who just wrote in has your last name, so yeah, you do.
All right, fine.
So you're the creep. yeah, look, I think the state of the race for the most part is, I mean, it's about a 6 to 7 point race in favor of Hillary. That seems to be the consensus from any of the real polls. All of the TV polls are like, it's down to a half a point. And you never know what's going to win. No, it really isn't. Like, please stop saying that because it's stupid. Because their best interest is to keep it interesting. It's not interesting when one person is just fucking moonwalking away with the race. And she's kicking his fucking teeth in every day. Yeah, maybe it'll be down to 5 points or 4 point win, but she's going to beat him. And electoral college speaking, she's going to beat him by like 40 to 70 points easily. He's like, I would love if he didn't break 200. I would love it.
He might not.
He might not. Like,
especially if McMullen takes Utah.
Come on, man. Let's do it. How many electoral college votes do they get? Like three or four?
Six.
Yeah. Come on, man. Get those votes.
It doesn't matter, but that'd still be pretty funny.
God, I just want that to happen so much. So early voting has, in fact, started. And there's like...
Yes, I've already voted.
Yeah, you have. I have not. Not as of yet. I want to before the insurrection that happens with Trump supporters rolling around with guns in black neighborhoods. But basically... It
was very uncomfortable in my polling place. There was like a guy with a Duck Dynasty shirt on. I'm like, oh, geez.
Dude, I can't imagine a scenario where there would be like some hillbillies from like Carroll County, which is like the country county out here, come into Baltimore City to check on votes. Dude, I haven't punched a racist in the face, but I think I'd enjoy that on fucking voting day. I feel like I'd enjoy that a lot. That feels like a prize.
I don't know what they think they're going to do. Polling places have cops.
Mine doesn't.
Really?
No, I don't. Well, does it? I don't think so. We just have like old ladies. Simple, like old ladies.
Well, yeah, we had old church ladies that were running the thing, but then there was a sheriff just hanging out.
Yeah. I don't remember. I don't think they do, but maybe. I guess maybe all of them are required to, in case shit goes down.
Yeah, well, there's like nothing going on in my county, so it's probably like, you want to go hang out at the polling place? Sure.
Let's party, man.
There's zero things happening.
It's a Friday night. Let's hit the polling places. Cruise for chicks.
Every time I see somebody get pulled over out here, there's immediately like four cop cars on them. Like, you guys are so bored.
Like, hey, where are you going?
It's like, we got one! We got one! What is it? He was speeding! Ooh!
Nailed it. He's going 10 miles over the speed limit. We got him. This is our fucking John Dillinger right here. So, yeah, like a quarter of the population, of the voting population, has already voted. So this I thought was interesting. A Twitter account, David Wasserman, who is a House of Representatives editor at Cook Political, and he's also a contributor to 538.
He's also an interesting dude. I've heard him on a couple podcasts.
Yeah, I have as well. He's a smart guy. And so this was tweeted out 2 days ago. These are counties in Texas, and this is the percentage of early voting, the percentage higher than it was in 2012 this year. In Travis County, it's 101% higher. Williamson, 82%. El Paso, 77%. Collin, 65%. Cameron 71%, and Dallas 52%. That is a massive increase in early voting, especially in Travis and Williamson. What do you make of that? Do you think that's Latinos?
Yeah, dude. So my my landlord is from Mexico. Him and his wife. They're and he was telling me the other day. He's like, "Yeah, we went out and voted already too." And I said, "Oh yeah, were you particularly inspired this year?" He goes, "Yeah, we haven't voted in like 3 or 4 elections, but I have to go vote against Donald Trump." And I said, "Are a lot of Latinos going out and doing that?" He's like, "Yeah, we all are. All of us.
Every single one of us.
Every one of us that hasn't voted forever. Just like, well, fuck, we don't want that guy."
Yeah.
And and they're also excited about Catherine Cortez Masto being in the Senate.
Oh, there you go.
First Latina senator. We're sending her.
There you go. Good for you.
Yeah.
She's gonna ruin everything. So when is her taco truck on every corner of legislation going up?
I support that fully.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. That's Harry Reid's old seat.
Oh, right. That's right. He's retiring.
Yeah.
Will she wear sunglasses as well?
I hope so.
Yeah.
No, and she had Obama came down and campaigned with her.
He did.
Yeah. He's going around to all these districts of everybody that's pissed him off. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about Catherine Cortez Masto, but he doesn't like Joe Heck, she's running against, because he was one of the pains in the asses to him in the Senate, and so in Congress. He's a congressman in the House of Representatives, and he's taken his pettiness is like on individual representatives in the House of Representatives.
He endorsed
it's awesome.
He endorsed 102 House representatives this week. Like, yeah, he's been doing ads. Like,
he's going around at these little who gives a fuck districts just because people pissed him off. There's the one we went down to Daryl Issa's district.
Yeah, in San Diego.
just to rip that guy up.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing this week, Mr. President? I'm just going to fuck up Daryl Issa's day, cause fuck him.
Like, I'm gonna go stand next to whoever the fuck he's running against.
Yeah,
and just go, this is my buddy right here.
At this point, Barack Obama is like one of those bands that goes through each city and they just have the name of the city on the back of the guitar. You know, it's just like, we're here in Springfield. Yeah. Fuck Daryl Issa. That's what I have to say about that.
I'm urging you all to vote for, what's your name? Phil Johnson? Phil Johnson is going to get things done in Congress.
All I know is that prick Daryl Issa isn't going to win.
Like, he doesn't care.
And look, that's fine.
People, but he's got a list of people he wants to get back, which is awesome.
Yeah,
and,
look.
And he's in a position to do it. He's more popular now than Reagan was at the end of his presidency.
That's right. So, use that popularity as a shield to bash these assholes over the face with. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
He's on the fuck you, I'm getting my revenge tour.
Yeah, look. He's worked his ass off over the last couple of years. He deserves this.
Yes.
This is his birthday cake on the way out. Kicking the shit out of people like Marco Rubio and Daryl Issa. I have no problem with
that. Yes. He went down to go fuck up Marco Rubio's day.
Like, dude, shut up. Don't come down here. You're ruining everything. That's right, motherfucker. I'm coming.
He's not cutting anyone any slack. And he's just picking all these little districts. We're like, well, that'll fuck with that guy. Like, there is no reason for Barack Obama to campaign in California.
No. No, why? Why
no
ever?
No reason. California is going to go so blue. Yeah. And the people running for Senate, for Barbara Boxer's Senate seat, are both Democrats.
Yep.
There is no reason for him to be there other than to say, fuck Daryl Issa.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I support it because Daryl Issa is a fucking dickbag.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Absolutely fantastic. So yeah, early voting is, and it seems like overall it's been swinging pretty heavy towards the Democrats. I think in Florida is the only place it's swinging a little hard for Trump. So that'll be interesting. There's some conversations happening that early voting by black folks in North Carolina is down from 2012 numbers. But also keep in mind that in North Carolina, they almost cut all of the places that early voting could happen for black people in that state and cut the days down considerably as well. So
cut all the early voting locations in some very specific areas.
Shocking news. So look for black folks to probably come out in mass on election day. Like, oh, really? Well, you know, I couldn't do it before. All right. Well, fuck you then. Because look, nobody's staying home
to do something.
Yeah. I mean,
trying to make it so they can't do it.
They're so stupid. They're so fucking dumb.
Like,
all it does is
trying to hamper their ability to vote. And they're like, oh, really? You don't want me to vote? Well, fuck you then. I'm going to vote.
Yeah. I mean, all it does is make people angrier and willing to stand in line even longer to say, fuck you. So good. Do whatever you got to do, big idiots. Next up, this is not the Washington Post named this as a debate gaffe. This was not a debate gaffe. He said it on purpose because he's a fucking asshole and a racist. Mark Kirk was debating Tammy
Soon
Duckworth.
Soon to be former Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois.
That's right. He was debating Representative Tammy Duckworth, and she said that she's a part of the Daughters of the American Revolution, right? Because her family has served since the American Revolution and every fucking war, because she's from a family that's super fucking patriotic. Now, keep in mind, Tammy Duckworth is half white and half Thai. And so she says, you know, quote, I've bled for this nation, because she was always, didn't she lose her legs?
Yeah, she's a double amputee.
Yeah.
And
she's a helicopter
Iraq
pilot.
Or Afghanistan veteran.
I feel like it's Afghanistan.
Yeah. Anyway, she's a legit war hero who lost both her legs in service to the country.
Yeah, so
it's tough to fuck with her.
Yeah, well, when they ran against her before, they lost, Republicans lost, they said that she was soft on terror. Like, soft on terror? I lost both. How soft are these fucking prosthetic legs I don't even have on? Fuck you.
I'll kick your ass with fake legs.
Yeah, like, I lost these by being a badass fucking helicopter pilot. Like, get out of my face. But that's the balls of Republicans. This chick doesn't even care about the war in Afghanistan. Like, really? I think I might have. I kind of left my legs over there. If you could go find them, I appreciate it. Fucking dickhead. So she says, quote, I've bled for this nation, which she absolutely has. But I still want to be there in the Senate when the drums of war sound, because people are quick to sound the drums of war. And I want to be there to say, this is what it costs. This is what you're asking us to do. And if that's the case, I'll go. Families like mine are the ones that bleed first, right? Which is a pretty serious and well.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, how many senators have not served now? It used to be a requirement, basically.
Yeah.
But now, and so they're all voting to send people to war, and it would be good to have somebody in the Senate who's like, hey, sometimes this happens, legs.
Well, not only that, just that that true perspective of, like, yeah, she served, but that true perspective of the military viewpoint, right? Which is,
yeah, for sure.
Like, look, guys, not only do we, you know, we're patriotic and we're willing to go fight and die or get, you know, gravely injured like her, but like, they're still people. And I think that's often forgotten. We talk about it when it's like, you know, and I proudly stand up next to her, all that fucking country song bullshit of patriotism. But like, those are real people that get murdered. Like, they die and they have families, but we use them as a punchline or as like a story at a cocktail party. But like, they're real fucking people. And to have somebody who's literally lost both legs for this country in a recent war, it's hard to go, maybe she doesn't know what she's talking about. No, dude, she might know.
What the fuck do you know?
Yeah. When I was at Harvard,
fight with her on that.
Yeah, when I was on the Harvard road team, I twisted my ankle once, and that was kind of like the same thing. Right,
and
you know?
Who's going to be a better person to stand up for, like, you know, veterans assistance and stuff?
Right, exactly. So I think you need people like that. Now, after all that was said, Mark Kirk, dickhead of the episode, says, quote, I forgot your parents came all the way from Thailand to serve with George Washington. And even the crowd was like, I mean, look, I will just say this. You obviously can't say this, but the crowd, like, might as well have audibly been like, really, nigga? Are you serious? Like, everybody was not okay with that statement. And yeah, she's like,
she didn't say anything. She just made this face. It was literally that face.
Like, what? Like, dude, she's like, yeah, my mom is from Thailand. That's true. My father is American.
Met
fuck
her
you.
While posted in Thailand.
Yeah, like, fuck off. Like, dude, and they're like, oh, it was a campaign gaffe. No, it wasn't. He definitely meant to say that. To try to tear her down. Again, trying to tear down her military service. She doesn't have legs. She doesn't fucking have legs. Maybe, just maybe, just shut the fuck up about that. Don't say anything and be like, you know what? That's true. Thank you for your service. That's all you got to say.
One of my friends posted in response to that article, said her name is fucking Duckworth and this guy questioned her old-timey white heritage.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like, come on. Like, look, I don't have to take this shit from Susan Roosevelt? Like, yeah. Like, yeah, dude. Fuck off, man.
Mr. and Mrs. Duckworth. Yes. But, so Tammy Duckworth was already leading 10 points heading into this debate. This is going to be a fucking landslide.
I can't wait. What state is this?
Illinois.
Illinois. Yeah. This is going to, yeah. I hope she wins by 20 points. I do. Actually, you know what?
Toast.
You know what? I hope she wins by exactly 11 points. Each one of those ones is for a leg that she lost in Afghanistan. You fucking asshole. Good.
I just want to make sure that people know that he was already losing. So they're not like, well, you might have won if he didn't say that dumb thing. No, he was behind by 10.
Because he's a dickhead. Who says that, dude? Oh, I forgot your mom.
Move the needle another 10 points.
Sorry, you foreign bitch. I forgot your mom wasn't born in America. Dude, do a little bit of research. A little bit.
Find the clip. It is so uncomfortable. Like, he obviously, like, whatever group of dudes he hangs out with would have thought, hey, sick burn, Mark. That room is dead quiet. And he is, oh, fuck. I just bombed horribly. That did not work out at all for me.
And I want to be in the Senate. You know, my family has served this nation in uniform, going back to the Revolution. I'm a daughter of the American Revolution. I've bled for this nation. But I still want to be there in the Senate when the drums of war sound, because people are quick to sound the drums of war. And I want to be there to say, this is what it costs. This is what you're asking us to do. And if that's the case, I'll go. Families like mine are the ones that bleed first. But let's make sure the American people understand what we are engaging in, and let's hold our allies accountable, because we can't do it all.
Senator Kirk, 30 seconds to rebut.
I had forgotten that your parents came all the way from Thailand to serve George Washington.
Move on to the next question. This is Bernie Schoenberg. Now your chance. We'll start with Congresswoman Duckworth first to respond.
And you're welcome to take some time if you want to respond to that, too.
Sure. There's been members of my family serving in uniform on my father's side going back to the Revolution. I belong to the William J. Penny chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution right here. And if you go to Mount Vernon, Illinois, you'll see a statue of me put up by the Daughters of the American Revolution next to one of our great, great patriots, Molly Pitcher, one of the first women to pick up her husband's and then take her husband's position during the Revolution. I'm proud of both my father's side and my mother, who's an immigrant. She became an American citizen in her 50s, and
Yeah, and she didn't even have to say anything. She just had that, are you fucking kidding me? look on her face.
Yeah.
So, yes, congratulations. I'll say it now. Congratulations to Senator Tammy Duckworth.
That's right. You big chucklehead. So, okay, next up is the an interesting story. Nothing Gates. Is it interesting? I guess it's interesting.
Fuck, the news sure thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to let you run with this one for a second. But before I let you start, do you know how tall James Comey is?
No.
He's 6'8".
Wow.
I saw something that was like, James Comey is 6'8". I was like, really? And I started Googling pictures of him at press conferences. Dude, he's so big compared to everyone else. It's kind of ridiculous. Anyway, tell us all about...
all the Republicans, including Donald Trump, were talking shit on up to a week ago.
That's right.
Sent out a letter on Friday to all of the heads of the whatever bullshit committees in Congress, which means all the Republicans, because they're in charge of all the stupid committees, that basically said, hey, we found something related to the Hillary Clinton case in an unrelated case, and we'll keep you posted.
Let's just make a quick aside. So that unrelated case is whether or not Anthony Weiner was sexting with a underage girl.
Yes, that it came out that it was the Anthony Weiner thing. They seized all of his shit to look over it, and one of the computers, for those that don't know, Anthony Weiner is married to Hillary Clinton's aide, Huma Abedin, estranged marriage now. But so during the investigation, Huma turned over all of her shit that she had. She didn't have this computer, I guess, because it was Anthony Weiner's computer, or it was in his possession, or whatever.
I think it's his computer.
Okay. So at some point, she checked her email on this computer, and so now they want to go through those. But they put that out there to fucking, like, Jason Chaffetz, who, of course, ran straight to Twitter.
I hate this guy's face.
Yes, and said inaccurately, they reopened the case!
Yeah. No, they didn't.
We found something! No. The case wasn't... They don't reopen or close cases. Like, if new evidence comes to light, they look at it. A lot of people, you know, this became hugely politicized, and I haven't seen too many people, like, official Democrat people that are attacking him directly. Like, other than, you know, like John Podesta, Coon, what the fuck? But he's
right.
but you know, there's most people are kind of like, yeah, you know, he had case. He told them if he found more stuff, he'd let them know. But to put that out there before, like, they didn't even have the warrant to look at her emails on the computer until what, today?
Yeah, it was just this afternoon.
Okay. So they got the warrant to even look at it. So they don't even know if there's anything on there.
That's all just made. It's made up. Made up.
Right. So what? I want to know what people think is going to be there.
I think that there is honestly, I think there's a decent chance there is emails from Anthony Weiner or to Anthony Weiner that discuss how he had sex or wants to have sex with a woman while listening to the tape of Hillary Clinton strangling Vince Foster in the background. Like, I assume that's the soundtrack he gets off to. It's like American Psycho, right? Like,
right.
He likes to work out to fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, I don't know what people think is in those emails, but whatever they think is in the emails, it isn't. Like, it just isn't, guys. Like, what, her Chipotle order? Like, it's not. Like, it's not that interesting. It's not that fucking interesting.
I love that every time there's a leak or a dump or, you know, they stole John Podesta's emails, every single time there's an email about Hillary Clinton's Chipotle order. It's in every single one of these.
Yeah. Like,
she's always emailing somebody. What I mean, I know her order by heart now. I've seen it so much.
It's so fucking ridiculous.
It's a chicken burrito bowl with guacamole, by the way.
Oh, she's willing to use the taxpayer money to pay extra. How dare
you?
Yeah,
she's got that $1.75 to throw around.
God damn it, Hillary. Is there anything you won't do? So my question is, who the fuck cares? Right,
Donald Trump.
He does care, and his supporters.
He called it the
motherlode.
He called it the biggest scandal since Watergate.
They're sure going to be really fucking upset when it comes out that there was nothing in those emails.
With nothing to go on, no evidence of anything. This is the biggest scandal since Watergate.
Quote, the motherlode of emails. No, it really isn't. If anything, it'll be, wow, Anthony Weiner's going to go to jail for a really long time. That's it. Which, at this point, I'm fine with because he's a fucking idiot. Just a quick aside, if you have Showtime, there's a documentary called Weiner about him trying to run for mayor when he went back to New York after resigning. It's incredibly fascinating. And
yeah,
I
was supposed to be his redemption story, right?
Yeah, it is and it isn't, because, you know, like, then he gets busted for more scandals. But and that happens in midst of the actual documentary, which is really fucking sad. But a couple things I learned from that documentary. One, I already knew this. I thought that Huma Abedin is very attractive. Two.
Yes.
Two, I felt really sorry for her. Like, you feel sorry for her. Like, it's really quite sad. Three, Anthony Weiner, had he kept himself together, could have been president. He absolutely could have been president of this country. That dude has a way about him that is that same Bill Clinton, can talk to people on that, like, regular guy level, but also is incredibly smart and an absolute fucking fighter. He could have been president. He could have been.
And like Bill Clinton, he was his own worst enemy.
That's right. That level
of... And Huma are ever just sitting around going, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's because they married men with massive egos. Massive egos. And look, that can get you really far. It can get you to the White House. It can get you to be one of the, you know, best presidents in the modern era. But it can also get you to, you know, think it's cool to, you know, bust a nut on a girl's blue dress in the White House. Like, I mean, it'll get you there. So,
and then she kept it.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because all I can think is, he's the fucking president. How dare you not swallow? Who are you? Who the fuck do you think you are? Like, fuck you, Monica.
You're not swallowing the first seed?
Yeah.
Hello?
You're like, come on. How dare you? Oh, I can't. I'm too good for it. No, you're not.
That's the president.
It's offensive. It's offensive. His dick probably plays Hail to the Chief when he orgasms. It's like, how dare you? How dare you?
But yes, so this is just more women now having to deal with stupid scandals because of their idiot sex-crazed husbands.
Yeah, it's just like, could you get it together? Also, by the way, Huma Abedin, quite good on the stump, because she does a couple speeches during that movie. I was like, she could have a political career. She was very good.
Talk more.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, that's literally what people said to her.
I don't know that I've ever heard her voice.
No, because she's whispering sweet nothings in the ear of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Vince Foster is dead. You did it.
When the latest Anthony Weiner scandal came out, fucking Drudge Report put out a headline, Huma says she's done with Weiner and sticking with Hillary, or whatever.
They're such assholes.
I know, but you have to laugh at them.
Oh, of course, of course. I
fucking, like, update your goddamn website, Matt Drudge. It's the same as it's been since 96.
It looks like garbage. Absolute garbage. The Drudge Report. Like, people read this website for real.
Oh, no, I do, because...
Do you really?
Sometimes.
Jesus, no.
I'll go just to see what the fuck they're talking about. I can't bring myself to, like, go to Breitbart, but, like...
Breitbart.
But Drudge is sort of a more folksy, hilarious... like, really? Like, it's not as like, crazy conspiracy theory, but he'll do a little wink and a nod, like, ha, they might be lesbians! Ha.
He wears that stupid fucking fedora. You're not a news person. You're a dick. Like, you're not a real news guy. You're just a dick. 45% say email's worse than Watergate. 61% fear probe to drag into White House. Now, it won't, because there's nothing there.
So, yeah. I have a couple conservative friends, and I'll read all the bullshit that they post, because I don't like to just be closed off in my liberal bubble. I want to see what they're talking about.
No, I do.
And it's usually fucking nonsense.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't.
But I would rather know. It's the same reason my conservative dad, like, reads the New York Times and the Atlantic.
He's like, I need to see what these liberals are talking about with their schooling.
And see what is Ta-Nehisi Coates saying today.
Like, oh, that's a salient racial point. Actually, thank you. Like, God damn it. Wasn't expecting that. So, all right.
I was talking to my dad. We were texting about politics, and for some reason, he brought the name of Ta-Nehisi Coates up, which just surprised the shit out of me that he would even know that. And he's like, "Oh yeah, I read the Atlantic all the time."
like, what?
And okay. I'm like, well, I appreciate that you don't just blindly hate liberals; that you actually like do your research.
Yeah. No, look, that's okay. Like, to hate a group and know and not know anything about them is one thing, but to hate them from reading their actual propaganda is a different story.
Oh, he did make a funny point, though, about Ta-Nehisi Coates, where he was like this guy was grappling and struggling to decide if Bernie Sanders was liberal enough for him to endorse.
Right. Right. I mean, it goes to show you, dude.
He's like, sorry, Che Guevara wasn't running for president this year.
This guy isn't liberal enough for me. Who the fuck do you want? That's why I never understood it. Obama supporters who are like, I don't think I can support Bernie Sanders because I don't like his views. He's more liberal. He's more liberal.
Yeah.
It's just funny to me. I'm sorry, Che Guevara isn't running.
My dad's pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
For one of those people.
One of those. So the nothing gate. The biggest part is Comey comes out with this letter, like you said. The news media flips out and they're like, everything's back open. It's on. It's fucking on. And I was literally working on grad school homework and I saw that story break and I just closed the browser. I was like, no, I will read this later. This is dumb. I could tell by the freak out. I was like, this is not. No. And then I read the letter. I was like, no, this is dumb. Shut up, click off, we're done, I'll see you on Sunday. Like, this is, I'm not reading this. But so they all freaked out or what have you, but then, you know, this, the, you know, as facts start to come out, basically everyone in the Department of Justice is like, don't send that letter, dude. Like, don't do that, because the FBI has their whole thing, they say it all the time, is they will not talk about ongoing investigations. But for some reason, they decided to do it this time. And apparently, Comey has been investigating the Russian oligarchs and their influence over in this election. And they never mentioned it.
Right.
Because they didn't want to mention it so close to the...
It's too close to the... Yeah, you don't want to influence the election, so...
Right. But, like, wait. Did you not think this would? Now, look, in fairness to Comey, which this will be the first and last time I do this... will be, you know, they had one of two options. They could come out and say, hey, this thing is going on with these emails, and get ripped to shreds by the Democrats and the Clinton campaign, or they could have held it tight to the vest, and then it possibly would have came out after the election, after Hillary won, and then they would have had to deal with conservatives fucking losing their minds. So it's like,
thing though,
who do you want to deal with more?
But if they look into this and find that there's nothing, then you could have kept that under your hat and said, oh yeah, we also looked into this other thing, but there's nothing there.
Yeah. I know some people think that Comey is like, oh, Comey isn't being political, but I think he absolutely is being political, because there's no reason to say we're not political, but then not to reveal the Russian oligarch thing.
Right. At the same time.
They could have actually revealed them at the same time.
Yeah. He's been political this whole time. He got ripped up by the Republicans for not, putting Hillary Clinton in prison, I guess. But,
right.
But could that have been a more like slanted way of delivering that news? Like, he ripped her to bits. She was irresponsible. She should have done this. She's a piece of garbage. She probably killed Vince Foster. But we're not recommending charges.
Yeah. I mean, again, like, that was totally unprecedented. They don't do that. It's normally she's guilty or she's not guilty, and then moving on. But yeah, they felt the need to have to go in and do it this way. So I don't know. I mean, the fact that it came out that they're doing this Russian oligarch investigation and never said anything. That to me is a smoking gun. That
they're done. They already concluded that right. The Russians are absolutely trying to influence this election, and we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, like you literally found evidence. You're like, did we? We'll see in 2017. Like, okay. Well, fuck you then. How about that? So I don't know. For me, I don't think it's acceptable. But I do need the news media to settle the entire fuck down. I mean, they were apoplectic about this story. They're like, oh my God, the emails are all in there. Hillary was holding the camera that took a picture of Anthony Weiner's wiener when he sent it to a kid. Like, just calm down.
You think, like, okay, all of these really damning emails, Huma, hide these somewhere. Put them on your husband's computer.
No one will think
all the evidence is there.
Yeah. I mean, they even said, like, these emails were not sent by Hillary Clinton or received by Hillary Clinton.
So what the fuck relevance do they have?
It's just that they're relevant to Huma. That's it. That's the only reason. And it was funny.
Who the fuck is Huma?
The estranged wife of a possible pedophile? I mean, as if that poor woman's life hasn't been dragged through the fucking mud enough.
What does she have that's relevant to anything?
I suppose she keeps all of her top secret emails on Anthony Weiner's computer and not her own.
What top secret shit would she have? She's just, you know, she's the lady that gets Taylor your sandwiches and shit. Like, what the fuck?
No, dude. I think she's like the Black Widow, right? Like, she's that, like, she's probably, if I had to guess, I mean, it's probably not a formal title, but she's probably like head of assassinations, right? Like,
Oh, right.
Like, she's got a spreadsheet and she's like, I'm putting them on the list. And they're like, that's right, Black Widow. She's like, she's like one of the five people that works for Hillary, like out of Kill Bill. Like, they all have like snake names, like Cottonmouth and Black Mamba. Like, that's Huma Abedin is Black Mamba. That is her code name. That's how I see it.
There's all kinds of wacky conspiracies theories about Huma Abedin because she's a Muslim.
Yeah, she has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Oh, it's like,
Of course she does.
Like, yeah, I guess, like, her dad probably knew a guy. Like, knew what? Like, I don't know, but he's swarthy and swarthy. There you go. That's what we got. Like, you just make it up, man. You just make it up. They do. Yeah, Huma Abedin, Muslim Brotherhood. That's definitely a thing.
I'm looking up crazy conspiracy theories right now. So she has ties, of course, to Pakistani terrorist. Oh, of course she does. Deep ties to Saudi Arabia and the radical Muslim Brotherhood. I love the Muslim Brotherhood.
She's tall.
Every Muslim is apparently connected to the Muslim Brotherhood.
I mean, I'm looking at pictures of her. She's she's from that shady place. I believe it's called Kalamazoo.
Is that where she's from?
Yeah. That's where all the terrorist cells are. In fucking Kalamazoo.
Sure, yes. Kalamazoo.
God, people are so ridiculous. Wow, that is an interesting picture of Huma. Anyway, like that.
Is it from Anthony Weiner's computer?
It might as well fucking be. It's her looking quite hot. I'll send it to you in Facebook.
Thanks. Yeah, she's lovely.
Yeah, she's just sad now because
for a dirty terrorist.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's how they get you. Those the fucking Black Widow, man. I tell you. Next up, this is sort of like right into that.
Oh damn.
Yeah. See, it's like okay, go on, Anthony Weiner.
Is that her?
I think so. I think that is her.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Look, I ain't mad.
That's fine.
Yeah, it is. It actually is her. Yep.
Wow. Did she do a photo shoot for somebody?
I don't know. She looks angry now. I think all the assassinations are getting
fucking
her. She's so fucking tired. She's like, fuck. These things are wearing me out.
I gotta saw off all these heads and then bring Hillary or Chipotle.
She's never satisfied.
Ugh, God, so hard.
I'm telling you, man, I like, honestly, it is one of the most frustrating things to know that she was married to a guy who, I mean, look, you think about it. Anthony Weiner literally could have been president. Bill Clinton officiated their wedding, dude. Like, that's how close they are to the Clintons. Bill Clinton officiated their wedding. If Anthony Weiner wasn't a scumbag and he was a good guy and had all the same political views and everything else and was a firebrand and all that shit, he would have the backing of Bill Clinton and former President Hillary Clinton and would have had ties inside the Clinton White House. You think they wouldn't have pushed this guy in fucking 10 years? Absolutely. He would have made it, dude. He would have been, he'd have been in there, or he'd have at least been somebody's VP at some point.
President Weiner.
I mean, Grover Cleveland. Like, I mean, names are fucking weird. Fucking those fucking Roosevelt boys. I mean, they're fucking strange. Next up. So this is an interesting story, Andy. You found like minutes before we went on, which is,
yeah, Hillary fucking posted this shit.
Yeah, from Anthony Weiner's computer.
It was from the Hillary Clinton Facebook page. She posted this slate article.
Oh, really?
But one of her aides was like, "Hey, check this shit out."
That's fucking funny. I didn't know that. So apparently Slate has this article where these computer scientists basically found a Trump server that has been communicating with a Russian server, specifically sending emails back and forth, and that Russian server is tied to a Russian bank called Alpha Bank. And
oops.
And it's a private server that only has connections inside to each other, rather. So it's not a public email server. It's only designed to deal with this particular Russian bank server. So that's not good. And
that's probably fine.
Yeah, look, again, I just don't understand how anybody can argue that the Russians aren't tied to Trump in a major way.
The hilarious part is how they found this, because they were like, wow, the Russians are hacking the shit out of the Democrats. We should just take a look and see if they're also hacking the Republicans, you know, just to make sure. And like, oh, no, they don't have to.
And they got a direct line in. Apparently, so not to bore you with like the technical jargon, but that server is basically set up solely to relay data during business hours in New York and basically business hours in Russia. So it is not bullshit. It absolutely is being used to transfer some level of information.
That's probably fine, right? That's fine.
Yeah.
He's going to make America great again, so that's cool.
How the fuck did conservatives get to a point where they're okay with Russian influence in American elections?
Well, I mean, you want Hillary in there? Come on.
I'd rather, yes. But but I just find that to be super interesting, that their ideology it's not really an ideology. It's just, well, their ideology is anti-Democrat. It's not actually, they don't believe in anything.
Yeah, they went from Reagan, who spent his entire presidency in the Cold War, right? Like, you make your move. No, you make your move. You make your move, motherfucker. Yep. And like, they used to love tough talk against Russians, all the way up to Mitt Romney, right?
Yep.
This has never gone away. And then now, just because of Trump, they're like, oh, Russia's probably not so bad. Russia is so bad. Russia's fucking terrible. What's the name of that documentary again?
Winter on Fire.
Watch Winter on Fire and tell me Russia's okay.
Oh, did you watch it?
Not all of it. It's pretty horrifying.
it's fucking brutal, dude.
I'll finish it later.
Like, but, hey, do you want to see a lot of people bleed from the top of their heads after being hit with batons? Yeah. Watch Winter on Fire. It's a hoot.
Yeah, it's Russia is terrible. And by the way, according to recent numbers, Russians now, their average income is lower than the Chinese.
Yep.
So they're doing real great financially too.
Well, so we're gonna talk about that in foreign policy because I have a bit of a rant on that. But go ahead.
Good. Good. Yeah. So Russia is not the Soviet Union in a lot of ways, but the biggest one is the strength of it. Like they're not like, you know, there's these idiot Republicans that are like, look how tough they are. They're not tough. Like he knows how terrible Russia's doing, and they make these little bullying moves every now and again. But Russia's in trouble. And like the only thing that could save them is, I don't know, like having a puppet president of the United States.
Yeah. Letting them annex parts of the former USSR so they can take money.
Yeah. Right. They need to do that because they are in huge trouble.
Yeah, because their president is fucking terrible. And he's a massive dictator.
He's awful, yeah.
So, yeah. But lovely. But more on that later.
They're not allowed to vote anymore.
Why do they need to? I mean,
do we need to know how many votes Putin would have gotten?
I mean,
like they don't have any local governors anymore. They're all like Putin's former bodyguards and stuff.
Yep.
That are just like, I am your governor now.
Fucking Petrov strongman. Like they don't have, there's no government. It's a joke.
The guy whose experience is like strangling people who tried to kill Putin, and now he's like in charge of your whatever
the finance
province. They have provinces. I don't know how Russia works.
Yeah, he's the guy in charge of making sure your bread line is still there next week.
Right,
that's about it. Oh, are you hungry? Good. So there's an interesting story. We've been hearing a lot about rigged elections, and man, you know the Republicans. I was wrong. You know, the Republicans were like, look, it's fucking rigged. People are voting more than once. You know, we gotta get out there. We gotta protect America. It's important.
We caught some honest to goodness voter fraud.
We did. An Iowa Republican voter was arrested for attempting to vote twice in an election. Terry, I'm a moron, wrote, 55, was charged with first degree election misconduct. So yeah, she tried to vote twice. She voted once and then she attempted to cast another ballot at another location. Now I've seen some,
that's not easy to do,
right? And I've seen some Republicans say, well, sometimes you got to rig it because it's already rigged. Like, what? That's not how that works. You don't double rig it. Like, you jackass. So yeah, she got busted. Now, dude, you'd think that we would be hearing so much about this. You'd think that the media, who's been covering this rigged election statements by the Trump campaign and by Kellyanne Conway and all these people, you would think that when this story came out, that they would ask them about it and say, hey, you said that people were doing in-person voter fraud. Well, here's a person doing it, and they are a Republican. What are your thoughts on that? Nothing. No questions on this at all.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, emails, though.
Right. Yeah, the emails are going to rig it. Anthony Weiner's dick pic is going to fucking rig the election. You fucking asshole.
So the interesting thing about this, which is, you know, why I don't believe that you have widespread voter fraud and everybody's voting twice. Oh my God. Oh my God. She's going to get a $5,000 fine and spend 1 to 2 years in prison for this.
Not worth it, dude.
In federal pound me in the ass prison.
Right.
As they say in Office Space. Yeah. So like, it's not, I don't know how it works in your state. So I just voted. Right. So I had to bring some form of ID. We're not a photo ID state, but you have to bring something. In my case, I just brought my voter registration card. I just hand them that. I'm like, hey, they sent me this in the mail. I'm like, that works. And then I had to sign a thing, and my signature had to match. So to pull this off, you have to like find somebody who's registered that isn't already voting, and then you have to go and risk a, you know, in Iowa, a $5,000 fine and 1 to 2 years in prison to go for one extra vote.
Why like fuck would you do that? Like, why would you do
that? Same net result as like calling your buddy and going, hey, are you voting? I wasn't gonna. Well, you should. Okay.
Yeah.
Same result.
Without the jail time and the pounding in the ass.
Right.
And the fine. Like, you could just convince one of your dumb friends to vote for this thing. Look, if you just worked a couple of weeks, just, like, send them this podcast, you could get them to vote, you know, in a certain way. Either you'd be like, I really hate those guys, so I'm voting Trump. Or, hey, they make a lot of salient, intelligent points. I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton, the only adult in the room.
Go knock on some doors and be like, hey, are you voting? Let me tell you about the great things that Donald Trump's going to do for America. Oh, wait, you're brown? Not for you. I'm going to go hit another door.
Yeah. Please stop throwing things at me. So yeah, but there's, man, your
for one fucking vote, like this like the stupid notion of there's gonna be busloads of people going around. Okay, who's on a bus? 50 people. So there's 50 votes there, and everybody on this bus is going to somehow convince a pollster that there's somebody that they're not.
That's amazing. And they're gonna keep doing this how many times? 10, 15 times, this bus of immigrants.
You know. Yeah, it's a bus of immigrants. That's the best part. They're immigrants.
Yeah. How do immigrants vote exactly? Please.
We're
going to
have Mexican immigrants who are going to show up. Yes, my name is Phil Johnson.
Hello. Like,
I'm here to vote.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Steve Duckworth. You don't look like a Duckworth. Shut up. One, my mother is from Thailand. My father is American.
Right.
Yeah,
again, we're gonna do all this, and then so if we have this bus of 50 immigrants, and they're all gonna vote 10 times, and they pull it off, 500 votes, is that gonna turn the election?
I mean, in Florida, I guess it could.
No, you need 600 votes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You need two buses.
It's never that close, and you know it is because that's the one example you can name,
and that's the only one. This is literally right. The only one. It's ridiculous. Absolutely, yes, ridiculous.
Look out for the inner cities, like this white lady in Des Moines.
Yep. Make sure you check Philly. That's where.
Right, yeah.
That's where.
You know what? I'm mad at all the militias because they were not doing their due diligence.
Shocking news. They weren't looking for the doughy-faced white woman.
You let one slip by you, guys.
Yeah. Way to
you are you're shitty poll guarders.
Yeah, she's got Sharia law written all over.
You know what? I am canceling my subscription to Stormfront right now because these guys are terrible.
Fucking Oath Keepers, you can keep my membership fee. It's fine.
You are the worst.
Unreal. Speaking of the worst, this is a ragtag group of folks. look, this guy in the middle is unfortunate. The Bundy brothers and Bundy sister. The seven Yahoos, or I think there was eight of them actually, who took over the Oregon Wildlife Refuge, were released. They were released with no charges after a jury found them innocent and found them guilty of being real Americans. One. Look, I'm going to say something that I know is a terrible thing to say, but I don't regret it. There were, you know, this shows seven of them, and there were actually eight of them, and that one guy got killed because he refused to put his gun down, and he said that he was willing to die even though he had adopted kids. He was willing to die for this. I'm glad he's dead. I am. Damn. I am. Like, I am. Because you were going to raise horrible kids and you were a terrible person. And look, your buddies didn't even go to jail. You could have just put the gun down, dude. You didn't have to be murdered. But you chose to pick up a gun against federal agents and the FBI over nothing. So, you know what?
How is this not a crime?
Because they're white. Do I have to say it?
Like, it's not even like, it's not even arguable that they did it. They fucking did it. Like, is that legal now? Can I go take over a federal building with guns?
You can.
Oh, okay.
You think I could? You think no. Eight black dudes could go and take over a fucking federal building of any kind, even like a fucking map center on the side of the road? No. Hell no.
8 black dudes took over a post office and they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Today in other news, a post office was nuked from orbit just to make sure they were gone. They didn't even cut the fucking power. Turns out they weren't occupying it. They were just all dropping off mail at the same time. Yeah, like, the precedent that this starts is the scary thing. Because, okay, these yahoos got away with it. Will they try again? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But what will a couple of white nationalists do when Donald Trump loses the election?
Yeah, that sucks. But breaking and entering, that's not a crime. Threatening, you know, to shoot cops, that's not a crime. Like, none of these things are a crime.
I mean, it is literally a profile in white privilege. It literally is.
Fucking A.
At the same time, you have these guys getting off for this fake patriotism bullshit. And look, if you're listening to this show and you support these guys, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, you don't. Like, you just don't. You probably don't have those viewpoints, but I'm just saying. Like, you probably just
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, but that... thanks for paying for premium and getting this far into the show.
Fucking idiot. No, but it you know, just insulting our listeners, our paying listeners. But it's that whole thing of this bullshit patriotism. It's not patriotism. It's you don't like the fact that your country is being run by a black man. Let's get real. Or by extension, Democrats. That's it. You didn't give a fuck. You didn't really give a shit before. And, oh, we got screwed because we had to pay taxes on federal land that we grazed illegally. Yeah. You got to pay taxes on shit. You don't get to just do what you want. It's not the Wild West, Bubba. Sorry. You live in a fucking country with other people. I pay taxes. I can't just take my dog and start grazing fucking land and acting like it's mine in a fucking public park. Because that would be the equivalent. Be like, no, this is mine now. America. And just plant my flag there. No, what the fuck? That's not how it works. So, yeah, this is a profile in white privilege because at the same time, you have people, you have Native Americans, you know, protesting to not fuck up their drinking water. And meanwhile, they're getting fucking beaten with billy clubs and having dogs sicked on them. This is literally happening at the same time. These seven yahoos are like, yeah, we took over with guns and all this other shit. The fucking people protesting at Standing Rock don't have guns. They don't have any weapons. But they're a bigger threat than these guys.
They weren't even found guilty of stealing the truck they stole.
It's fucking unreal.
They stole the truck. How are you not guilty of stealing the truck?
Is that one dude Native American? Kind of looks Native American.
I don't know.
I think he's just a redneck with a bad haircut. This entire story pisses me off because at a minimum, these guys should have done like 10 years at a minimum.
It's not just the one whatever conspiracy, but there's a million other crimes that they committed in this.
Yep. But those don't count. They don't count.
They just fucked up federal property. Like, what are they smashing shit and pooping everywhere?
Yeah.
Like, none of this is a crime.
No. Totally. That part, totally fine.
Well, fuck, I'm going to go steal some trucks. I guess it's cool.
It's totally fine. Like, why not? Dude,
we got a BLM office out here. They got some nice pickups. Yeah. I'm going to go steal some.
I would.
And just go America. And if I'm wearing a cowboy hat, it's totally legal.
Well, if you...
The precedent has been set. This is my truck now.
I'm taking it. I don't see why you wouldn't do that. I would.
Bureau of Land Management, by the way. We do not have a Black Lives Matter operation out here in Winnemucca, Nevada.
I don't know that I had seen news that I found more infuriating than that. I was like, how in the fuck is this a thing? Like, don't talk, like, I need, like, people need to, don't say anything about why privilege doesn't exist. Yes, it very fucking much does. And this is a perfect example.
You know what it is? It's the same fucking thing that we were talking about last week. They don't want to set off all these fucking yahoos, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Oh, if we want to put these guys in prison, then we'll have all these crazy people with guns up here, like, demanding that they be released and shooting people. Like,
so what?
Like, our government's being held hostage by these lunatics?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same reason why the Obama administration didn't send in the police immediately when they took the place. Because it was like, oh, yeah. Well, we don't want to fucking say anything. No, fuck that.
It's a federal building. You should have federal agents out there going, no, you can't do this. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how many people you have in your dumb militia. This is not legal. You can't just do that because, I don't know, we're kind of scared of them. There's a lot. They have guns.
Yeah, I'd have put a bullet in their fucking head and move the hell on. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. That's why I said, I don't care that that guy's dead. I don't. Dude, you're lucky that you had a chance to get in that car and drive down the road. They should have that fucking video of them like driving down the road, them getting out and being stopped and then being asked to put their guns away and all this other stuff. That video should have looked like that fucking video that Edward Snowden released of a helicopter gunning down a truck with no fucking, like, with no problem. Oh, really? You're going to get out of the truck? Brr, you're done. Moving on. Oh, look, someone showed up to help you. They're done, too. Gone, dude. Gone. Stop tolerating. We don't tolerate any of this shit from brown people. White people do it. Those motherfuckers were in there for, like, 60 days. Like, just chilling. Getting gummy dildos and all sorts of shit mailed to them by the public, which is fucking hilarious. All that.
A lot of dildos.
A lot of dildos. There's that. But like, and look, you know, God bless the American patriots who did that, because that's hilarious. But you know, that is the very definition of how fucked up this country is when it comes to race. That we are willing to back down from a bunch of white nationalists or, you know, states' rights assholes because we don't want to make a fuss. But we will kick the shit out of Native Americans who we say that we value the most. Who are fighting for drinking water, by the way.
Right. Exactly.
Fuck off.
There's a lot of stories of, like, federal agents and stuff that work at these, you know, federal land agencies that are all worried now because the precedent has been set. Like, you think this isn't happening again?
It'll be worse next time. It'll be worse.
There's a bunch of people that are all pissed off because there's federal land and we should have it and we shouldn't have to pay taxes to graze our cattle and whatever the fuck they're pissed off about that there's federal land. This shouldn't be federal land.
Yeah.
Sorry. We should just let developers destroy it all? I don't know. What do they want?
Well, you could have a presidential candidate say they want to spend $1 trillion on infrastructure so they can make a bunch of toll roads done by a bunch of charlatans. We could do that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We have to have some wildlife reserves, right? Like, we can't just hand all the land over to developers and
sure
let people just put like piles and piles of cows everywhere to destroy everything. Like, we have to have some land, right? No?
Nah, come on. Stop being a pussy. Nah. All right. Like, this is America. This is, you know, this is the home of the free and all that jazz or whatever.
If I worked in a federal fish and game building right now, I'd fucking quit. Like, I'm not even going to deal with this shit.
No.
If you work for the Bureau of Land Management, find a new job right now, because it's going to be a problem soon.
I'm telling you, it'll be worse. They will pick a slightly bigger building to take over. They will. Like, something with, like, maybe 100 people in it. They'll take it over. And they'll take it over during the day. Where they'll go in with guns, and they'll be like, I need you to get the fuck out of here, because we're fucking patriots, and we're fighting Obama's terrorism, I guess, when he went down to talk about Daryl Issa the other day in a calm, reasonable manner. Like, we're going to fight back. I'm telling you, you will see one of these.
Senator Obama, because Teddy Roosevelt set aside a lot of federal land.
Yeah.
So, of course, blame Obama for that.
It's all kicking in now. Like, no, but it isn't. Like, the funny thing is, to me, is you've got these guys planning, you know, like, you know, fighting back against federal land and all this other stuff. But I'm telling you, when you see this, it will be November 9th. If Trump loses, which he will, that's when you'll see it. That's, or that week. That
take their country back.
Yeah, that week after or during that time or within 10, 15 days, they will take over a federal building. They will, 100%. Because we allowed we allowed this. We allowed it.
They allowed their dad to not pay his taxes on the grazing land down in southern Nevada.
Yep. And they put cops, they held federal cops back with rifles and shit. Yeah. Not in Jay's America, you wouldn't.
You should have steamrolled those dudes immediately.
That's right, man.
Called it a day.
Yeah. Because this is how you got this, right? Because, you know, people, it's easy to think that this is the first escalation. It's the second.
Do you think the next thing's
right.
Gonna be?
First, they didn't do what they were supposed to do, and we went there to collect our money or collect the debt, and then they said, get the fuck out of here, and we backed off. That was escalation one. Now they took over a federal building. That was escalation two because we let them go. Where's number three going to go? Put a bullet in their fucking head and move on. I'm serious, dude. I'd have drove a fucking tank right onto that property. What's happening now, Al Bundy or whatever the fuck your name is? Yeah, Clive and Bundy. No, you're done, son. No, well, fuck that, dude.
President Obama, you know, didn't want to be the guy who, whatever, bowled over Patriots with tanks, but President Clinton fucking would.
Yeah, she fucking would. She'd be like, listen, Huma, get the team together. Let's fucking roll. Black Mamba, let's roll. Like, I'm telling you, dude. Like, I know people say, oh, she's vicious or whatever. You know what? Sometimes you need a vicious person. Like, people think, oh, Clinton in the, Waco, that was a real mistake. Was it really? Yeah. Like, I would argue that sometimes people need to be set on fire.
It sends a message.
Look, when's the last time you had one? You haven't had another fucking Branch Davidian compound, did you? No, because they're all fucking dead. Sorry, man. Like, look. Oh, there were kids in there. And that's very unfortunate. It is. It truly is unfortunate. And I wish they hadn't died. But guess what? David Koresh had to go. Oh, it was a mistake fire. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
No. Janet Reno, you did your job.
Janet Reno, what's she doing? Can we bring her back?
Yeah, that would be fucking hilarious. Clinton brings in Secretary of State Janet Reno. Like, holy shit. Secretary of the Interior Janet Reno. I think they should have squashed that shit immediately. When they brought in, like, they had snipers and shit, I'd have drove a tank. I would have brought in fucking ATF tanks, and I'd have brought their ass in. Guess what? We're not playing this game. This is not how this country works. You don't dictate the rules. You broke federal law. Just pay your bill. Just pay your fucking bill, asshole. Pay your goddamn bill or go to jail. Nobody told you to point guns. They didn't point guns at you. But now you pointed at us. Well, I feel threatened. And it's my job to stand my ground as the federal government. Fuck that noise, dude. After I watch black people be murdered by cops for selling Lucy cigarettes, I could give a fuck about a bunch of white nationalists pointing guns at the federal government because they're breaking the law. Fuck that. I am more than willing to be a hypocrite. Murder them. Fine with it. Fine with it. I don't care. I don't. I don't care, dude. I don't.
I love how bold you get behind the paywall.
I don't care, man. I just don't care.
Murder!
Look, sometimes people gotta go, man. You gotta go. Shit, I'll put this shit out for free. I don't give a goddamn.
Look, I don't disagree.
Yeah, like, and that's my thing. It's like, I just don't feel sorry for them.
Oh,
I
wait,
don't.
Wait, shit. I've got my state assembly campaign to work on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, don't do that. And we're gonna defeat Hansen in Oklahoma City. Didn't you say that you would quote murder them? Yes, I did. My campaign manager has been known to say such things.
My campaign manager might have said that. Yes,
I can neither confirm nor deny.
And as soon as I get to the state assembly, I'm gonna make sure that he can.
That's my first.
Where'd all my voters? Where'd my voters go? I had a couple. Nope, they're gone. All right. Well, shit.
That's fine. Look, Oklahoma City was a false flag anyway. It's fine. I just don't care, man. Like, I really don't. All right, let's move into foreign policy. We got to wrap up here.
So across Russia, 40 million civilians and military personnel have just finished up emergency drills aimed at preparing the general population for nuclear and chemical weapon attacks. Apparently, many Russians feel like World War III has already started, and they're like getting ready, like shit's about to go down. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I don't believe you, Russia. You need more people. And I see people talking about World War III, World War III. No, dude, no. This is to cover up for the shit bag economy that Vladimir Putin has put them in. And this is exactly what we talked about earlier. They are suffering. They are suffering under the economic burden that this guy has put them in. And the only thing they can do is to bluster and build weaponry and hopefully take over other parts of the former USSR. That's the goal here. It's not to get into a war. They can't afford a war. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How they can afford the gas? For trucks.
They have one aircraft carrier.
We'll blow that shit out of the water. Are you kidding?
And it has to travel with a tugboat because it breaks down so
long. Is that true?
Yeah. As a show of power, they sent their aircraft carrier through the English Channel. And it's got 15 MiGs on it that they can't actually fully fuel because it's too heavy.
It's the fucking Spruce Goose.
Their shitty aircraft carrier has to have a tugboat with it because it breaks down all the time.
That's amazing.
But they're taking it over to Syria to it's the dick waving contest, really. Look how tough we are with our one shitty aircraft carrier.
And Tuggy the tugboat.
With tugboat in tow.
Jesus Christ. But
because it has to pull our shitty aircraft carrier that breaks down all the time.
Amazing. Amazing. my
So yeah, these are the people that we're really got to worry about.
I mean, I think people think that like on day one of a Hillary administration, she's just like bomb Russia immediately. Like, no, dude. Do people know history? Do they know how the Cold War ended? You know why it ended? Because they ran out of money. They don't have much more than they had then.
They didn't suddenly find a bunch.
Yeah, they're broke. They're fucking broke. That's why people, like you said, the vast majority of the Russian population is poorer than China.
Yeah. They don't make anything. When was the last time you bought something that said made in Russia?
Literally never. Literally never. Literally. The closest thing I've ever imported from Russia is playing against Soda Pop Paninsky in fucking Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. That's about it.
A war with Russia would last a half an hour.
Yeah. Now, granted, we would get fucked up too, right? They've got some.
Would we?
Well, they've got that new missile that apparently is like super fast that we can't really defend against at this moment. But it could destroy all of Texas. They just built it. But
that's fine. I'll eat that loss. So
right, exactly.
We have 10 anti-ballistic missiles for every missile they have.
Yeah, it wouldn't last very long. It'd be about a half hour. You're
whatever
right.
They shoot at us, we've got 10 going up at it.
Yeah,
they're not hitting us with anything.
Well, even if they did, it would be a devastating moment for them because the second they fired off, they'd be toast. Now, the article, and this is Business Insider, which is a reputable place. The article says that Russia is planning for to build underground bunkers for all of its citizens.
Sure.
Look, you know, not to be a dick, but to be a dick, I've watched enough Russian dash cam videos to know that they can't even get street lights correct. How the fuck are they going to build this?
What, they're going to build bunkers? The nuclear war is happening, what, on the 9th? And they're going to build bunkers?
Right. You better get started.
Start digging, guys.
Hillary might win. Shit, the email thing didn't work. Get to digging. Like,
that's what it says on Anthony Weiner's computer. It's the plan. She's going to start firing nuclear missiles day one. She gets sworn in, and Russia's gone. It's no, it is a crater on the map.
She just immediately, that is like, she gets up there, she gets sworn in, and she just hits the fucking that was easy Staples button and launches five ballistics. Like, what do they think is gonna happen? They're so silly. They're so silly in their thought process.
We've been talking about Russia in the past tense. Remember Russia? Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there's nothing there now. It's a giant irradiated field of nothing.
Hey, I did you a favor, Donald Trump. You don't have to pay them back now.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, your email server's disconnected. Weird. I don't know what happened on the other end. Like, fuck off.
I hope you close that out before, because that's really gonna mess up. You know, can't just cut one end of the connection off. You know,
do you have?
Did you save your files? I hope you saved your files.
Did you get the money yet? So yeah, like they're practicing for all of this warfare. Look, again, this is the classic strongman move, is to push up a distraction towards the an outside group to get your people to take their eye off the ball of how poorly they're doing economically. War is a great way to get people to not notice terrible shit that's happening locally. And that's
if
all
they
this
can
is.
Afford to fight it.
Look, here's the thing. Okay, they might have built this mega bomb to blow up Texas again. Big loss. I mean, I think South by Southwest can probably find a different location. But you know, even if they were able to fire it, I mean, honestly, if we thought that there was going to be a war, we would just do sanctions and then they would have nothing. And I'm not saying this, like, I'm not talking out of my ass. I know this because one of their things of like why we'll go to war is if Russia or if America does sanctions. You know why? Because we would cripple them. We would cripple them overnight. Oh, really? Yeah, you like oil? That's cool. Zero for you. What's happening now? How you going to fuel that rocket, buddy? On spit in a dream? No. Fuck off.
You going to throw it on your shoulders and run it over
here? Yeah, I mean, look, Russians are resourceful, I will admit, but I don't think that's going to work out well for them. So, yeah, they're terribly afraid that we're actually going to do sanctions, because we did before, and guess what? That's part of the reason why their economy is in the fucking toilet. Because we crushed them. Like, don't fuck with us, dude. We don't have to fire a shot. We can just cut the fucking faucet of money off. It's so funny because no one can really do that to us. Like,
no.
Like, we're going to... Nah, no, we're not going to do that. You guys buy way too much of our shit. That's the problem. Go ahead and cut the faucet off. You only fuck your economy up. You won't fuck up ours.
Right. Your citizens are going to start wondering what happened to all the movies.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh... I was really looking forward to Avengers. Well, you're never going to see it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Russia's not.
Say goodbye to your McDonald's, too.
Yeah. That's a wrap, homeboy. Gone. That's a wrap. You're going to have to eat whatever shitty Russian food, fucking McBear sandwiches or whatever. So this week in stupid, this is my favorite story. And then we got to get out of here. So, Tony Fabrizio forgot who he got hired by. So
Tony Fabrizio,
maybe he got hired by that mob lawyer who works for Donald Trump.
Yet another one of Donald Trump's mob connections.
Yeah.
Tony Fabrizio,
little Anthony,
ugly Tony, they call him.
So he's a pollster. Mr. Fabrizio is a pollster and he is owed $767,000 by Trump's campaign. And Trump's like, we're not paying it. We're not fucking paying it. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Why does anybody work for this asshole? You don't get paid.
Yeah. Did you think that you were going to get paid? Trump's campaign's latest Federal Election Commission reports show that it's disputing nearly $767,000 that Fabrizio's firm says it was still owed from polling. Yeah, see, here's the thing. He doesn't pay debts. He's not a Lannister. Like, that's not his thing. That's a Game of Thrones reference.
Gotcha.
Because that's what they always say. The Lannisters always pay their debts.
The Trumps do nothing.
The Trumps, that is not their statement at all. I think it's, we're going to fuck you over. So, yeah, they...
The Trumps declare bankruptcy so they don't have to pay any of their debt.
Yeah, like, I think it's hilarious, not because that guy's not getting paid, but because that guy forgot that he actually thought that a guy who is infamous for not paying people would somehow pay him.
How many people do you think are going to come forward after this election and... I didn't get any money.
My guess is, serious guess, at least six. Six? Okay, so...
Major people, right?
So we've already gotten the... What was the little girls? The patriotic girls?
Yes! The fucking little girls that went and sang a song and he stiffed them.
He stiffed them $15,000 or $25,000. So that's one. This guy is two. I think you get four more at least. You think Kellyanne Conway gets paid?
Well, he's got to come up with a reason. Well, you didn't help me win, so yeah, I'm not like paying
it.
You.
I didn't like it. I feel like, you know, I feel like she's going to at least get owed some money. She might have gotten some already if she's smart, but my guess is he's going to owe her like $50,000 or $200,000. I ain't going to pay it. Like, nah, I'm good.
I didn't win, so you didn't get money.
I wish that's how life really worked. Is that if you just weren't satisfied with something, you didn't have to pay for it.
I was fucking having an argument with a guy about Trump, and the guy's a contractor. Like, how?
If someone did that to you, you would go crazy.
Right?
I would.
Yes, if you got hired to do something and they're just like, yeah, we're not paying you.
Not good enough.
It wasn't good enough. I didn't like your work.
Like, oh, really? Thanks. That would be like someone hiring
TV going, it's the best hotel ever in the world, and you didn't like my work.
Yeah, and then it's like, and I'm worth billions upon billions of dollars, and then you're bragging about not paying me? Fuck you, dude. No.
Why would he pay them? He doesn't pay the government.
Nope.
Which is us, by the way. He doesn't pay us.
All right. Amazing. But this guy fucking thought, he actually thought that he was going to get paid. Good. I'm glad you're not. I am glad you're not getting paid, and I'm glad that dude's dead. So that's kind of how that's how this episode's rolling for me. I wish nothing but harm on all of you because you're so stupid. So yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it for us. Like, I just don't care, dude. The closer I get to this election day, the more I am reveling in the fact that these people are getting hosed. Absolutely. I love it.
Episode title, I'm glad that guy's dead.
I'm glad that guy's dead. Oh,
I let people listen to figure out who
is he talking about. By the way, I already have the image for this episode, and I will send it to you right now to get your on-air reaction. I think it's Photoshopped, I'm not sure. But
no, really,
I like to think it's real. That's it for us this week. We will see you guys. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of Look Forward.
Bye.